This isn't to say that Sally didn't try her best to fall in love. She was thoughtful and deep, with amazing powers of concentration. And for a while, she accepted offers to go to the movies and dances and take walks around the pond down at the park. Boys who dated Sally in high school were astounded by how long she could concentrate on a single kiss, and they couldn't help but wonder just what else she might be capable of. 20 years later, many of them were still thinking of her when they shouldn't. But she had never cared for a single one, and could never even remember their names. She wouldn't go out with the same boy twice, because in her opinion, that wouldn't be fair. And she believed in things like fairness back then, even in matters as strange and unusual as love. Watching Jillian go through half the town made Sally wonder if perhaps she had only granite in the place where her heart should have been. But by the time the sisters were out of high school, it became clear that although Jillian could fall in love, she couldn't stay there for more than 2 weeks. Sally began to think they were equally cursed, and given their background and their upbringing, it really was no surprise that the sisters should have such bad luck. The aunts, after all, still kept photographs on their bureaus of the young men they had once loved, brothers who'd had too much pride to take shelter during a stormy picnic. The boys had been struck down by lightning on the town green, which was where they were now buried, beneath a smooth, round stone where mourning doves gathered at dawn and at dusk. Each August, lightning was drawn there again, and lovers dared each other to run across the green whenever black storm clouds appeared. Jillian's boyfriends were the only ones lovesick enough to take the risk of being struck, and two of them had found themselves in the hospital after their runs across the green, their hair forever standing on end, their eyes open wide from that time onward, even while they slept.